and ravening. When all was said and done, 18,247 acres and 346 homes would be consumed. I was sitting at my desk that afternoon when a colleague walked in and said, "Have you seen this?" My instinctive reaction was to look to the mountains. Our office windows face west, and I saw the vanguard of the fire cresting the last ridge before town. We'd been following the reports hour to hour. The fire had grown to 4,000 acres and was deemed only 5% contained. My neighborhood, we border the forest, had been placed on evacuation warning twice. For days, we watched the column of smoke rising over the mountains from the fire's epicenter west of us, billowing to a height of 30,000 feet like a thunderhead or the plume of a volcano, all orange and black and foreboding. But the reports kept assuring us that the fire would move north and west and bypass town, so we went on with our lives, until I saw the advancing flames crest the ridge. I grabbed my phone as I walked out the door and called Stacy. "Pack up. I'm headed home." "They haven't given the evacuation notice," she said. "It's coming," I told her. "The fire is coming. I can see it. I'm on my way." Like a man running before an incoming tide, I literally raced the fire home as it swept ridge after ridge. We grabbed the dog and a few belongings. It's true what they say, how little actually matters to you when it comes down to the moment. And we said goodbye to everything else. Our neighbors were the last to leave. They later told us the trees on the hill above our houses were exploding. Stuck in the traffic jams caused by the evacuation, ashes drifting down like snowflakes, we frantically called and texted friends asking for prayer. My 78 Land Cruiser has no air conditioning, so I soaked a scarf of Stacy's in water and held it to my mouth to prevent smoke inhalation while I made contingency plans should the fire catch up to us. The winds were howling down the mountain now, driving the flames forward like the hounds of hell. We took cover east of town with some dear friends and watched anxiously. It would be 3 more days of fire and smoke and shrouded hillsides till we heard the news. Our home had been spared. Bits and pieces of story began to trickle in, but it was the reports of the fire crews that left us speechless. A veteran fire chief and a handful of wildfire hotshots had gathered on our street to stand in wonder as they witnessed something they had never seen before. The 100-foot wall of flame should have swept down our summer crisp hillside and engulfed our home in a matter of seconds. But it did not. Every time the advancing fury approached our property line, it wavered, hesitated, and pulled back. The raging furnace would not cross our property line. It would advance and then retreat, advance, then retreat. Though the winds were at its back and the fire had just covered miles in a matter of minutes, we realized it was at that same moment, 3 days earlier, that a friend had texted us, "I saw an angel above your house, spreading its wings and flapping them against the wind and the fire. I think you're going to be okay." When we were finally allowed back into the neighborhood, we found that the low-lying grass fire had burned right up to our porch. But the major assault had not crossed our property line. The aspen trees in our yard were still in their summer glory. I know. The story raises some difficulties. It touches the raw nerve of your own longing for rescue and your history of unanswered prayers. Other people were earnestly praying as the fire swept down. How come their homes weren't spared? I don't pretend to know the answer to that. Like you, I have my own story of prayers answered, prayers unanswered, and silence I can't quite make sense of. This is not a story about my prayers at all. What I do know is this. Every day, when I step out my door, I see up on the hill the outline of blackened tree stumps. And then, coming closer, after you cross our property line, green living trees. One side looks like Mordor, the other, Eden. An irrefutable witness to the power of prayer. A disruptive but hopeful truth. Look, let's go ahead and name the elephant in the room.